For the last few days now, I've been toting a new camera. Very new, in fact. There's not that many in the country, and it's thanks to Fuji and Jessup's, who bent over backwards to ensure that I got hold of one of the first units in the country so that I could test it and use it on a couple of interesting projects I've got coming up soon. The Fuji Film Finepix X100 is something I've been kind of looking at for the last few months. I saw one at Focus, got my hands on one at Focus. It wasn't a fully working production model. It was a pre-production kind of sample. And it was interesting seeing a lot of the first impressions, reviews that came out on the internet. People either loved this camera or hated this camera. And before I tell you how I feel about it, I'll go through some of the specs and what kind of makes this camera, I guess, special compared to other cameras that are on the market at the moment. For me, my photography has been massively dominated by the putting away of my massive pro digital SLR, the D3, because I seem to have my iPhone with me all the time, and for all its faults, it's very nice to be able to share images recently, share images immediately, and to, I guess, I just have it there when you need it. So I've been taking way more images on an iPhone more than anything else. I do miss having that, I don't know, the feel of that tool, the feel of that camera, the feel that you are using something that's been built for the specific purpose of taking high quality images that you can enjoy now, archive and store for the rest of your days, knowing that there's an awful lot that can be done with the high resolution image that you've got in low light or whatever circumstances you need to capture that photograph, because that camera will give you the ability to capture that photograph in that situation. There's a lot of people that go on and on about the artists and their tools, but I'm very much a person that is enthused and inspired by having the right tool. I love my Leica, and the retro styling of the Fuji X100 is very, very similar to the Leica I have. The Leica I have is a film camera, though, so you don't have any of the benefits that digital give you. Yes, it's not as immediate as taking a photograph on a mobile phone and bang, it's online shared and people are feeding back on it immediately. But it's the digital factor that really excites me. And I can't really afford a Leica M9. And I'm also, I don't know, enjoying the advancement in autofocus so that you don't have to use. And I have a number of amazing, amazing manual lenses. But although I like my photography to be slow and thought out, I'm not a sports photographer. I have done sports photography, but I don't need that bang, 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 bang now. I'd like it to be a little bit faster than the faff that sometimes is manual focusing on, or on moving street scenes, for example. So, I mean, as far as the street photographer goes, I do think this is a really, really interesting development. And the fact it's got a digital SLR size sensor in a retro body with this very interesting hybrid viewfinder excites me somewhat. It's interesting that I have no idea until I looked up some of the specs how many megapixels the camera had. And I love the fact that the camera manufacturers are moving away from this megapixel race. As many megapixels as we can get and then we'll sell more. Pixels are really, really important, obviously. And having big pixels in big sensors is even more important. This gives you the dynamic range. This gives you the ability to shoot in low light. This gives you much, much better images. So the 12.3 million pixels in an APS-C sensor does give you some really, really nice dynamic range, and it gives you some good low light abilities. Its ISO range of the camera is from 200 to 6400, which is pretty impressive in itself. But if you don't want to shoot raw, you can actually expand that to 100 to 12,800. It's got a fixed focal length 23mm lens, nice and fast at f2. And that gives you the equivalent of about 35mm on a 35mm camera, for example. Which, as for the photography I want, it gives me the ability to do environmental portraits, street photography. And I don't feel hindered by having the one lens on there. In fact, it's really helping me not to think about what lenses I need to stick in my bag. I have the camera. That is it. Full stop. If I want to zoom, I use my legs and walk closer. Some people may find the fixed lens a restriction, but for me, the fact that they have designed the camera around that lens and all its functionality, its focusing, everything has been concentrated on that one lens, meaning you're getting the best out of a very small package. The hybrid viewfinder is really interesting as well, the way that you can switch between optical and electronic. And I think if you're viewing optical, you get 90% view. And if you go for the EVF, the electronic viewfinder, you're getting 100%. But I'm loving looking through the camera like I would be looking through my Leica, this beautiful, bright image of what's in front of me. And then when I do take a pic, the EVF kicks in and just gives me a very quick glimpse of what I've just taken. It's just perfect. It just seems to be the way, you know, I want to work. I don't have to lift the camera to my eye. I can use the screen on the back, which is not a massive screen at 2.8 inches, but I think if they made it any bigger, the camera would have had to get bigger. And it's all about having a serious piece of kit in a small package. And 46,000 dots is great. It's fine. It's more than enough for me when it comes to screen resolution, because you can just hit a button, zoom right into full size and see whether or not your image is sharp. Should you want to chimp, as it's called, looking down at the camera directly after taking a photograph. It's using contrast detection for its autofocus, and you've got your single continuous as well as manual focus. There are some issues around the manual focus, i.e. I'm not exactly sure how it's working, or in fact how easy it is to work. I think I would only use manual focus anyway if I was having real problems photographing through glass. And just this week I was in an airship with the camera and it had no problem at all at photographing through glass and various other bits and bobs. And maybe you want that little bit of extra control. It seems to be using the manual focus ring as some kind of switching mechanism to speak to the autofocus motor. So I don't know. There's definitely been some feedback online about how they're not too keen on the manual focus, but that doesn't necessarily affect me. There's when I'm using the camera through the viewfinder, I think I'm getting about 25 point autofocus. But I think if you're using the kind of automated multi-zone, you get up to 49 autofocus points. What else has it got that's interesting? Selectable neutral density filter, which is kind of interesting when you think that you can drop three stops slower than what you're looking at on a bright day and get that artistic movement should you need it. That's kind of a nice little feature. One thing I haven't used yet or had a play with is the ability to capture panoramic images by sweeping the camera. And when some cameras take film and then try and patch together a panoramic image from the video that it shot, this camera is actually taking a number of stills and very carefully patches together these high resolution images to give you a nice panoramic, which is handy, I guess, should you need to take panoramics. I have shot video on this on a couple of occasions, and I am finding the autofocus to be very interesting the way it works, because I guess it might be me having to kind of get my head around the autofocus points, but either it works really, really amazingly well, or it sometimes has a problem hunting and finding a face. So although I'm finding it easier to use than I would a digital SLR for shooting video, it's giving me the same kind of quality that I feel I'm getting from a digital SLR shooting 720p HD. And it'll be more than enough, I believe, for video blogging. I've still got more kind of testing to get from that, but as far as setting it up, sitting on a tripod, grabbing some video footage, more than enough for the kind of photographer that I think is going to be buying this. So I'm guessing you have already told from my tone that I actually really, really like this camera. It hasn't left my side since I got my hands on it. It's actually on my bedside table at night, and the first thing I do when I get up is hang it around my neck, because I kind of don't want to be without it. It's a beautiful object. It feels very well made, And for all its faults, the fact that if I'm taking a number of raw files, which as yet I can't even process, but I'm taking them because the workflow I use involving Lightroom has not got the plugin yet enabling me to process raw files. There are applications out there, and I have processed a couple just to see what they're like using a couple of free raw processing bits of software, and they look amazing. It's just that I'm waiting for Lightroom to integrate, and I'm sure that will be with the next update. So as a everyday camera, it is now with me every day. It feels like I've digitized a Leica in a way. It's even quieter though than a Leica. I haven't even tried silent mode because the camera is so quiet in itself. It's got a beautiful, delicious, should I say, shutter sound. Just this little click. I could probably turn it on now as it's right by my side and give you that sound right now. Sat in the car. Here we go. Did you hear that? Let me do that again. It's me trying to focus through the windscreen, actually. Just a little click, click. Which is more than enough for me to know. I've actually turned off all the beeps and things that you normally get with cameras. You can turn the beep right down so it's very, very... only slightly audible to tell you that your image is in focus, but I'm looking through the viewfinder and I get my little green square anyway. I love the viewfinder, the fact that you can superimpose different bits of information. It really feels like a quality bit of kit. This camera would cost you £1,000 at the moment, and if you are a serious image maker who doesn't want to carry your SLR around all the time and wants to fall back in love with the art of thoughtful image making on the move, I can't really recommend this camera enough. You know, some people might say, oh, wait for them to iron out, you know, the buffer lag. When I want to take 5 raw photos, I'm having to wait 10, 15 seconds. Well, I'm not a sports photographer sitting on the hop, skip and a jump and waiting for 5 images to buffer for fear of not capturing the next one. If I wanted to do that kind of thing, I'd have a camera that can take 20 photos in a second. This, for me, is more than enough. It's definitely an artist's tool. It's definitely something that's going to make me think more about my photography and as in many ways, and help me to fall back in love with having a decent, serious camera in my bag, or in this case, in my pocket, all the time. That's my first impressions. Don't rush out and buy anything if you can't afford it. It isn't a cheap camera. But for me, I'm thinking it is worth the money.